Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, I have Christina Camp and Amanda Roberts from the Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. So, Christina, what's going on?
Well, one of our favorite weeks of the year is coming up Woo-hoo! Next week.
Does that mean fishing?
No.
Okay.
That's year-round, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can always go fishing.
All right.
Okay. All right.
It's National Skilled Nursing Care Week.
Oh, okay.
Formerly National Nursing Home
okay.
Week.
All right. And so you have a full slate of activities for
yes,
residents
do.
At the Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center, right? I got the name right, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So why is Amanda here?
Amanda is going to be taking over as activity director.
Oh, okay.
In fact, she was our activity director when I came in.
So, let me get this straight. You replaced her. Now she's replacing you.
Yes, it's a circle.
Okay. All right. So, Amanda, you're back.
Yes, I am.
So, what have you been doing?
Well, I left and moved back down towards Ducoin.
Oh, okay.
And worked for another facility and
oh,
then came
okay.
back. So.
All right. The call of Sisney, you could hear it.
Yes.
All right. What do you think about coming back to Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare
Center?
I'm
excited to get back into the activities and working with the
okay.
residents. So.
All right.
The residents love her.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that always helps.
Yes, it does.
Okay. We're going to talk about National Nursing Home Week. It is the 12th through the 18th. When we get back here on the Community Connection with Amanda Roberts and Christina Camp in just a few moments.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
The people that decide to take control of areas of their life, and they decide way deep down in their decider, not a drive-by, not a passing fancy, but way down in your decider, you decide. When you decide to do that, you can get out of debt, you can get on a budget, you can get your baby step four going into your 401k and be on a track to be an everyday millionaire. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield, WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Christina Camp and Amanda Roberts from the Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Now, see, I almost said spade that time. You put it into my head because usually you come with Christina, you usually come with Amanda Spade. All right. It's National Nursing Home Week, May 12th through the 18th, and you are celebrating up in Sisney, huh?
Yes, we are.
Okay. How long have you been planning?
For a couple months, for about 3 months, actually.
About 3 months? Okay. And you've been talking to the residents, trying to figure out what they want to do?
Yes. They tell us every day what they want to do.
Okay.
We kind of went off the theme, faith, food, music, and fun.
Okay. Faith, food, music, and fun.
Yes.
Okay. FFMF.
Yes. Hashtag FFMF.
Okay. Look for it on your Instagram posts and your Facebook posts. All right. So now, did you survey them to find out what they wanted to do during this week?
They're pretty easygoing, and just say whatever you want to do is fine with me.
Oh, okay.
As long as we've got good food, they'll usually come.
Okay, and so you've got good food planned?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right, so it starts,
I guess
it starts
early.
Friday.
Yeah, we're going to start early.
You had so many events, you had to expand the week.
That's right.
By 2 days.
We're going to kick it off with an early Mother's Day event.
Okay.
On Friday at 2 o'clock, we're going to have a Mother's Day jewelry auction. We've never done anything like this before, but we've got a bunch of jewelry donated from staff and family members.
Oh, okay.
And we are going to lay it all out. It's a free event, and we're going to start everyone off. We're inviting the families to come.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone that comes gets free money, and they're going to start off with $100.
Okay.
And we're going to have everyone get a bid number and everything. We're going to do it auction style. And winner gets whatever jewelry piece they want.
Do you get to supplement with money from your wallet? Or?
Well, if you want to. Activities would love that.
but you're going to distribute dollars to use for the jewelry?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And that's what you're encouraging everybody to spend.
Yes,
with.
It's more about fun than funds.
All right. So who came up with the jewelry auction idea?
Actually, we had a staff member donate a bunch of jewelry.
Oh.
And it was just sitting in the activity room for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And boop, it just came in my head.
Next thing you know, we're going to auction it off. All right. So then nothing on Saturday or Sunday, right?
No. Sunday, a lot of the families come and they visit their mothers, or they take them out, so it's hard to arrange something on Mother's Day. So, you know, we'll have, like, little things for them to do over the weekend, but...
Okay. All right. That is Friday at the Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center, which is tomorrow to you and me, because this is going to air on Thursday.
Okay.
Okay? All right. So what do you think, Amanda, about the whole jewelry auction?
I think it sounds like a fun, exciting thing for the residents to do.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Monday. What are we doing Monday?
We're going to start off with Betty Wheat on piano. She is from Fairfield.
Okay.
She volunteers around the county, actually, but mm-hmm. She comes annually once a month to the nursing home and plays piano for us.
Okay.
We had a kitchen worker who used to work for us, and she had stage 4 breast cancer, so she is not with us right now, but that is actually her grandmother plays piano.
Oh, okay. All right. So Betty Wheat is going to play the piano, and she plays favorites, or?
Yes, she plays a mixture of everything.
Okay.
She said she'd put on a special show this Monday, so.
All right. And then what else is going on Monday?
At 3 o'clock, we're having a balloon launch, and that's also taking place with
Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home.
Oh, okay.
And that's pretty well the start off the...
Okay, so you're just going to have residents let balloons go?
Yes.
Okay.
They'll have the postcards tied on them.
Oh, they'll have postcards.
If you find a postcard, please mail it back in.
Okay. All right. Did you do this last year?
No, this will be the first time we've done it since I've worked there. I think they've done it in the past, but it's been over 3 years.
All right. So there'll be a postcard attached to the balloon, and you're supposed to look for it. And when you find the postcard on the balloon, if you're in the listening area, if it doesn't float beyond the listening area, then send it back, and then they'll know where it went.
That's right. Write a little story on there, so we've got something to read to the residents.
All righty. That'll be great. Let's start with Tuesday morning. What's going on Tuesday morning?
Well, Tuesday we're going to start off and we're going to plant tomatoes in the morning.
Okay.
We have got the best soil for cherry tomato plants.
Oh.
Out at our building.
Okay.
And we're definitely planting some cherry tomato plants. We might grow something else. I'm not sure. The residents are still deciding if they want to put something else in there.
Next thing you know, they'll want zucchini. We're going to plant some zucchini because, you know, you can never have enough tomatoes and zucchini during
zucchini
the summertime.
Is actually a good idea.
Okay. I'm sorry. Now you're going to have to tend to the zucchini. Well, you are, Amanda.
Yeah.
So do you have a garden spot?
Yes, in the back patio. We have a raised garden bed.
Oh, okay. All right. That sounds great. Okay, we are talking to Amanda Roberts and Christina Camp from the Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. And we will be back in just a few moments. It's National Nursing Home Week, May 12th through the 18th. And we've just got to Tuesday morning. And we'll have the rest of Tuesday and the rest of the week in just a few moments.
Join us each weekday and on Saturday mornings as well for the latest on the local auction scene. Auction Time informs you of the unique items on the block. We give you the headline items during the week and then actually get into the details with area auctioneers as part of our Saturday program. That's Auction Time, weekdays at 7:50 a.m. and then again on Saturday morning after the 8 o'clock news on the station listened to, not just heard, WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Christina Camp and Amanda Roberts from the Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. And it is National Nursing Home Week, May 12th through the 18th. And they are celebrating. And we are up to Tuesday, Amanda, and Tuesday afternoon. What's the activity?
We are actually having carry-out pizza from DiMaggio's, which is what the residents chose.
Okay.
That evening for their supper.
Oh, okay. All right. Do they tell you what kinds of pizzas to order?
They're all going to to get their own certain kind that they want.
Oh, okay.
So
they're all getting personal pizzas?
Yes. I believe that's what we're going to do.
We're going to put them to work there at DiMaggio's.
Okay. Tell Sebastian to make a bunch of small pizzas that day. All right. Is that all that's going on Tuesday?
Also, at 6 o'clock, we are having the Rick Marshall Band come in and play. They are from Mount Carmel.
Oh, really? Okay. Pretty good band?
Yes. He owns Hog Heaven Barbecue in Mount Carmel.
Oh, okay.
And they round up a crew, and they play every week there.
So he owns the restaurant, and he also plays in a band.
Yes.
Because he doesn't have too much to do on too much, so to speak, on his plate, right?
No, apparently he does not like to get bored.
Okay. All right, is that the conclusion of Tuesday's activities?
Yes. We will have pie and ice cream when they are playing, so if you want to come listen to the music and get some pie and ice cream.
All right. Who's providing the pie?
The kitchen is actually doing that.
Kitchen is making pies.
Yes.
DiMaggio's is making the pizza pie.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That is on Tuesday, and 6 o'clock is the time the Rick Marshall Band will play at the Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Everybody's welcome, right?
Yes, of course. They're welcome all week.
Okay. So if I show up at 5, will you get me a pizza?
Yes, we will.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Let's move on to Wednesday. Wednesday, what's happening, Amanda?
We have a Blue Point Church that comes out every week, and they're actually coming out at 9:30 in the morning with a special service for the residents.
Oh, okay. That's nice. All right. And what else goes on? I'm going to guess the service is one of the favorites for the residents, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what else are you doing on Wednesday?
It is actually
National Chocolate Chip Day.
No.
During the best
days
ever.
Nursing Home Week? Okay. So how are you celebrating National Chocolate Chip Day?
We're going to have chocolate chip cookies and chocolate milk.
Ooh.
We may possibly have some white milk there if you don't want chocolate syrup in it.
Okay. All right. You're going to be mixing your own chocolate milk. You're not going to buy the pre-made chocolate milk.
Oh, no. We're making it.
Okay. Making it from scratch, as I used to tell the kids. All right. So you're baking the cookies?
Or yes. Are you? The kitchen will all be taking care of that, too. They are going to be working as well. We're making everyone else work for us this week.
Okay. All right.
Activities is taking it easy.
You're not going to have the residents, drop the spoonfuls of dough onto the cookie sheets?
No, they do bake a lot during the year, but we're wanting them to relax, and they're getting spoiled this week.
All right. That's the whole point. We're going to spoil them this week. All right. So that's at 3 o'clock, and again, everybody's invited to that, right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Nobody can hear you shake your head. All right. All right, Amanda. See. All right, what else happens on Wednesday? Anything else?
Well, right after the chocolate chip cookies, we're going to have a magic show with Dr. Steve Miller.
Oh, okay. Dr. Steve Miller does a magic show.
Yes, apparently he does magic outside of his chiropractor office.
Okay. When you hear the crack, you'll suddenly feel so much better.
It's going to be at 3:30.
It's an illusion. Okay, it's going to be at 3:30. Dr. Steve Miller will be doing magic.
Yes. I'm actually going to have my kids come straight over to the rehab center so they can watch the magic show after school.
Okay.
So if you have kids that would like to come over, we would prefer a guardian with them, but they are absolutely welcome to come.
Okay. All right. That is at 3:30 on Wednesday. So how did you manage to book Dr. Stephen R. Miller?
I had heard through the grapevine
magician
that he did do this. I wasn't even
he
sure if he did or
magic
not. But I just called him up and asked, and he said, sure, I'll come on over. So he's volunteering his time, and we appreciate that.
Okay. All right. So is that all that's going on Wednesday? We've got the Blue Point Church coming in at 9:30. Chocolate chip cookies and chocolate milk or white milk at 3, and then Stephen R. Miller at 3:30. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. So let's move on to Thursday. What's going on Thursday morning? Anything? No.
Thursday, nothing. We're kind of taking a little bit of a rest.
Getting you rest pausing before the storm, right?
Yes. Okay. We've got a big day planned for Friday.
Okay.
So.
All right. So what is going on Thursday?
Well, like I said, we're going to rest that day. Whatever the residents want to do, they always have something in mind. So, okay. And we're going to do some word searches.
Okay.
They love to do word searches and crosswords and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then in the evening at 5:30, NYOC, that's Not Your Ordinary Church, is going to come out, and they're going to play music and give us a sermon out there. So that should be a lot of fun.
Okay. All right. That is Thursday, and NYOC will be there at 5:30?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We are talking to Christina Camp and Amanda Roberts. We still got the whole Friday to talk about on National Nursing Home Week, May 12th through the 18th at the Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center, and we will be back in just a moment.
Listen weekdays after the 7:50 news for Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection. Each day, we'll be talking to people about community events, community leaders, and on Wednesdays, it's Meet Your Neighbor. If you have an event you'd like to talk about, give me a call at 842-2159. Community Connection, weekdays after the 7:50 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, and now online at WFIWradio.com.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Christina Camp and Amanda Roberts from the Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. And we are talking about National Nursing Home Week, which is May 12th through the 18th. Is it still called National Nursing Home Week?
No, now it's called National Skilled Nursing Care Week.
National Skilled Nursing Care. That's a little wordy.
It is. I guess they changed the name because nursing home, kind of people get the impression, you know, you go into the nursing home and you're there forever.
Yeah.
A lot of people come in just for therapy. So they're just there for a few weeks or, you know, a few months rehabilitating. So that's why they changed the name.
Okay. All right. All right. We are talking about, we are up to Friday. Friday, the big day. Activities galore, right?
Yes.
There'll be balloons and puppies and... Oh, no, you've already had the balloons.
We will have at least one dog there.
There will be one dog there?
Yes, we do have a dog in the nursing home.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, what's his name?
His name is Beaner.
Beaner, okay. Good name for a dog. What kind of dog is it?
He's a little chihuahua.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
A sweet little angry ball of fur.
I think he's sweet.
Okay. All right. So what's going on Friday?
At 10 o'clock, Jamie and Nikki are coming out from the Hannah House Museum.
Oh, okay.
And this year they're going to be talking about the oil fields around the area.
Right.
We have a lot of residents that used to work in the oil fields.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be a great topic. They love coming out.
Uh-huh.
The residents tell them as much as they tell the residents. So they really enjoy coming out.
You got that one guy in the back going, you know, that's not exactly the way that happened. I was there.
Yeah, they came out. The last time they came out, they talked about the Shelton Gang.
Right.
And the residents, like a lot of them knew people from the Shelton family and or their families
family
had
members.
Something to do with it. So, yeah, they learned a lot of stories.
Okay. All right. And then they took that back to the Hannah House Museum.
Yes, I'm sure they
did. Now it's all saved in the archives. All right, so Nikki and Jamie will be there at 10 o'clock on Friday with a presentation on the oil fields in Wayne County. So then what happens?
At noon, they like to do an appreciation cookout for all the staff and residents in the nursing facility, kind of bring everyone together. It's kind of what National Nursing Home Week is about, is everyone there as a team. So
okay, and so it's a cookout, and what's on the menu? Hot dogs, hamburgers?
I think they're doing pork burgers this year.
Pork burgers. Well, yeah. Of course.
And plenty of sides and desserts to go with it.
Sides and desserts. So you're going to have like potato salad and stuff like that?
I'm sure, yes.
Potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans.
Oh, okay. All right. And can anybody come to that?
Of course.
Okay.
If you would like to bring a dessert, that'd be great.
Okay. Admission is a dessert. So do you have a lot of people show up for these events that want to donate in some way for their participation?
We do have great volunteers and people that donate throughout the whole year, actually. When you're talking about donations, we just received last night, well, this would be 2 nights ago, if you're hearing this.
Okay.
Tomorrow, a sit-to-stand for the facility, which costs quite a bit, but the community has raised money for that.
Right.
So we just want to thank you for that. That's really going to help. What a sit-to-stand is it helps residents get up from, like, their chairs to a standing position.
Mm-hmm.
So it will not only help the residents, but it will help the staff, and it will help the therapy department. It's just, it's a great piece of equipment that we couldn't have done without the community.
Right. I'm thinking that in the last month, there was a fundraiser up in Mount Airy for the sit-and-stand, right?
Yes. Yes, there was. They've been doing it for about the past year, actually. It's taken about a year to raise this money.
Okay. All right. What do you think about that, Amanda? You're coming in and all of a sudden, you got this new piece of equipment.
It's pretty exciting. Actually, as a CNA that works on the floor, I've something that our facility could definitely use. So,
okay.
I definitely want to say thank you to everyone in the community for that.
Okay. If I remember right, you had a bake sale with the Mount Airy Raritan Breakfast.
Yes, we've had a couple of bake sales. We've had some silent auctions. So they've just been great.
Okay. All right. And then you're going to cap off the whole nursing home week or National Skilled Nursing Care Week with what?
We're going to end it with the Misfit Car Show.
Okay, the Wayne County Misfits are coming up.
Yes. The president is actually a family member of
ours. Okay.
So that makes it extra special, but they've been coming the past few years.
Right.
And we all clear out of the parking lot and make room for them, and people from the community come over, and it's a great time.
So do they think this is like a warm-up for their whole big Memorial Day? They have that big Memorial Day. Because I know Dennis is coming out here, maybe next week he's coming out, because they have a big car show at Leo French Park. So is this a warm-up for that?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure when they start off during the year, so...
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. So is that everything?
Yes.
Okay. So is there going to be food available when the cars are on display?
Well, we might have leftovers from our cookout.
Uh-huh. Okay. So there might be pork burgers.
And we will have probably plenty of desserts, so I'm sure there will be desserts left over.
Okay, Amanda. So how long have you been back to Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare?
I came back a little over a year ago, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're familiar with the surroundings and everything?
Yes. I've actually been with the company for 8 years.
Oh, okay. All right. And so this is not all taking you by surprise. You're not just walking in and going, oh, it's National Nursing Home Week.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
All right. What's the best part about for you working at Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center?
It's really just a great team. Everyone works together and for the same goal to be there for the residents. So it's a really great place to work.
Okay. And so what about you, Christina?
So I believe I've said it before, but it's not like going to work.
Okay.
You know, you're just going and hanging out with your family.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It is National Nursing Home Week. It starts, they're starting Friday the 10th. With the free family event, the Mother's Day Jewelry Auction at 2 o'clock. Monday is the balloon launch at 3. And Tuesday, you've got the carryout pizzas from DiMaggio's at 5 and the Rick Marshall Band at 6. Wednesday, chocolate chip cookies and the magic show with Dr. Stephen R. Miller. Not Your Ordinary Church will be there on Thursday. And then on Friday, it's the Hannah House Museum at 10. Pork burgers at noon and the Misfit Car Show at 6. Did I miss anything?
Sounds good.
Okay, sounds good. All right, then thank you for all you do for the residents, okay?
Well, thank you, and thank you for having us.
That's no problem. Thank you for being here. That's going to do it for today.